This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Talk of separating the University of Wisconsin in Madison from the rest of the UW system is sounding more serious. A legislative study committee on the future of Wisconsin State Universities talked about it Friday. Some committee members say the UW-Madison has needs and challenges that no other UW schools have. Democratic vice presidential candidate Tim Walz telling a Labor Day crowd of supporters in Milwaukee that Kamala Harris is part of the most pro-union administration in American history.
From sticking up for workers to voting for fair legislation to walking picket lines, she was there with workers every step of the way.
President Biden comes to Westby on Thursday and Donald Trump travels to Mozanie on Saturday. U.S. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona is in Wisconsin. He's in Green Bay today and plans to stop in Madison and Milwaukee. It's part of his back-to-school bus tour with stops in battleground states like Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. The campus community at UW-Whitewater is mourning Kara Welsh, a business major and champion gymnast who was shot to death Friday. Today is the first day of classes for the fall semester at Whitewater. Flags on campus are at half staff. Police have arrested a 23-year-old suspect. Investigators say Welsh and the suspect knew each other. Two people died of West Nile virus in Wisconsin this summer. Mosquito-borne illnesses are a widespread problem. Dr. Peter Hotez is founding dean of the National School of Tropical Medicine at Baylor University. He tells ABC News he's especially concerned about the deadly triple E virus.
Several serious cases in Massachusetts, in New Hampshire, in New England, I believe in New Jersey, Wisconsin, and we have seen cases in Florida.
More than 2,000 cases of mosquito-borne illnesses are reported across the country. Wisconsin lawmakers meet this week to continue to hammer out the state's Sandhill Crane Plan. The Legislative Study Committee on Sandhill Cranes meets tomorrow. The committee plans to come up with a package of bills for lawmakers to vote on next year. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Keep an eye out for kids today. School is back in session for Racine and Kenosha Unified students. Both districts are coming back with changes, with some schools closed and others consolidated. Drivers are reminded to watch out for changing traffic patterns and to watch out for buses starting and stopping. A family and their dog got out of a burning home Sunday night in Racine. Investigators say all six people and their pets were alerted by smoke detectors and left their burning home on West Lawn. Damage estimates are at around $45,000. The cause isn't yet known. There's a service today for Racine's former mayor. Visitation was yesterday for Jim Smith, who served from 1995 to 2003. Smith also served five terms on the Racine City Council. Smith passed last week at the age of 84. Flight for Life was needed for a crash Saturday on Sheridan Road. A collision between a motorcycle and a car in Mount Pleasant resulted in critical injuries for the 18-year-old on the motorcycle. He was flown to the hospital after being ejected from his bike. The crash happened when the motorcycle going north on 32 collided with a car turning south onto Chicory. The 61-year-old driver of the car wasn't injured. A campaign staffer for Tim Walz is recovering from a broken arm following a crash on 794 in Milwaukee yesterday. It happened when two vans carrying media members collided after being separated from Walz's motorcade by another vehicle. Several journalists were also injured in the accident, which is currently under investigation by the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office. Former President Donald Trump is in the state later this week. They're hoping sales are through the roof at a new Kenosha endeavor. The Kenosha Police Department's canine unit has launched a new merchandise website featuring plushies, challenge coins, and clothing. All proceeds will go to support canine care and maintenance. People can order items online and have them shipped, or they could pick them up at the public safety building during business hours. And your Racine Raiders are once again champions. Saturday night at Horlick Field, the team scored a touchdown, which was enough to beat the Upstate Predators out of New York. The win marks the 11th championship for Racine's semi-pro team. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Milwaukee's leading the pack. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports. The Brewers have a 10-game lead in the division after Labor Day thanks to a 9-3 win over the Cardinals yesterday. Jackson Churio hit a grand slam to help Milwaukee get the victory.
And the 1-1 pitch to Churio, swinging a ball, drilled deep left field. Back is Scott at the wall. Grand slam! Second career slam for the rookie Jackson Churio. And the Brewers have broken it open.
That call courtesy of ESPN Radio. The Brewers and Cardinals play Game 2 of their series tonight. The NFL season kicks off on Thursday with the Chiefs and Ravens. On Friday, the Green Bay Packers will play the Philadelphia Eagles in Brazil. It's the first time that an NFL game will be played in that country. Quarterback Jordan Love said coaches have been preparing players for the trip.
I mean, it's just a lot of unknowns that kind of, it's one of those things, like I say, it's out of our control. So, you know, just trying to focus on everything I can do to get myself prepared for the game, for the defense we're going to see in the game plan, and then obviously once we get out there, hopefully we go by the stadium, kind of get a feel for the layout, field, everything, and then just play it by ear. But a lot of stuff that's out of our control.
Wide receiver Christian Watson said he's not sure what to expect out of the trip.
Just to be locked in, dialed in, the number one message this week has just been the details. I mean, if we focus in on the fundamentals and the details, and you know, we go out there, we're going to be able to execute. You know we got the players to do everything and accomplish everything that we need to. We handle the details and just, you know, let everything else fall in place.
Kickoff between the Packers and Eagles will be after 7 p.m. Friday night. And this week is the start of conference season in high school football. You can find one of nearly a dozen games right here on Civic Media Thursday and Friday. And with sports, I'm Jimmy Cusca.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The Bear is getting ready to play the boss. Jeremy Allen White has been preparing for his role as Bruce Springsteen with the help of the boss himself in the film titled Deliver Me From Nowhere. Allen says Springsteen is the greatest guy ever and that he is thrilled to not only be playing Bruce, but that he also has the support of the boss. White will not only be acting, but doing his own singing and dancing. White says part of the fun in preparing to play Springsteen has been watching all of his YouTube videos over the years. Deliver Me From Nowhere will focus on the making of Springsteen's album Nebraska, at which point in his career, Springsteen was about the same age White is now. The actor was Oscar-nominated for his role in the Banshees of Inisherin. Kagan will join the cast, led by Oscar winner Cillian Murphy. A release date for the movie has not been announced, and there are no details yet as to what Kagan's role in the film will be. Kagan is best known for his role in the risque film Saltburn. No word yet on if there will be some naked soft shoe at the end of Peaky Blinders. America has been wondering why Pamela Anderson took a powder when it came to appearing in the four-episode docuseries After Baywatch. Well, not all of America, but some of America. Okay, a few people. Despite being prominently featured in one of the episodes that actually credits her with making the show a success thanks to her infamous sex tape with her husband at the time, Tommy Lee, she said no thanks. Anderson says when the sex tape came out, she was mortified and to this day still has not watched it. The studio reportedly was going to fire Anderson to protect the show until it actually made ratings skyrocket. It's called show business, folks. After Baywatch is currently available to stream on Hulu. Someone is using the image and likeness of Hollywood icon Tom Hanks to sell wonder drugs and cure-alls on the internet. Hanks appeared in a public service announcement to let people know that it is AI and he would never try to sell people something that was fraudulent, except for the man with one red shoe. If you're a celebrity, every summer is the summer to get drunk in the Hamptons and run off the road. But this is the summer to get caught doing so. First, it was Justin Timberlake, and now we'll add disgraced TV host Matt Lauer's daughter Rami to the list. Page Six reports that Rami, 20 years old and an avid equestrian, went off the road in the early morning hours of July 5th and fled the scene but left a license plate behind. Someone should have told her that horses don't need license plates. The hat worn by Harrison Ford in the movie Indiana Jones Temple of Doom recently sold in an auction for $630,000. The hat was showcased early in the film when Jones and Short Round jumped from a plane about to crash. The high cost for the hat was much more than other celebrity items that were auctioned off, such as Justin Timberlake's French toast that went for just over $1,000 in 2000 or Scarlett Johansson's used tissue from The Tonight Show in 2008. True stories. Check them out.
For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weekdays from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today with a high of 75 this afternoon. Tonight, clear 58. Tomorrow, sunshine 78 on Thursday. Warmer 84, but we are going to get a bit of a taste of fall by the upcoming weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.